Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, August 6, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. MoviePass announced it will not raise its prices after all. Its plan will stay at $10 a month, but starting August 15th, it will have a limit of 3 movies a month with a $5 discount for movies beyond the first 3. Peak pricing and ticket stub verification are also going away under this new plan. MoviePass says 85% of its users see 3 or fewer movies a month. Apple said Monday it had removed 5 of 6 podcasts from InfoWars host Alex Jones for violation of hate speech policies. All episodes were removed for all 5 shows. Facebook also removed 4 of Jones' Facebook pages for consistently uploading content in breach of its guidelines. And Spotify completely removed the Alex Jones show from its service Monday as well for hateful content. No company attributed the removal to concerns over fake news. Chipmaker TSMC, which makes parts for the iPhone, said 80% of its fabrication tools were affected by a virus Friday. The company has since restored the tools and expects a full recovery. A mistake during software installation for a new tool led to the virus spreading through TSMC's network. TSMC advised the breach will delay some shipments and reduce revenue by about 3% for the quarter. Microsoft briefly hosted a page announcing it had joined Movies Anywhere. That would mean movies from participating studios could be bought on the Microsoft Store and viewed on other platforms and vice versa. Currently, iTunes, Amazon Prime Video, Google Play, Vudu, and Fandango Now are partners, and movies from Disney, Sony, 20th Century Fox, Universal, and Warner Brothers are also part of the plan. No word on why Microsoft pulled down the announcement. In June, Google Maps changed its API terms to raise prices and require a credit card and Google Cloud account for web developers who wanted to embed Google Maps. Former Nokia map company Here, which is now jointly owned by several automakers, has launched a freemium plan for web developers that does not require a credit card. Here offers 250,000 page loads for free per month. That's compared to Google's 28,000 for free. Developers can use the Here API in public, private, paid, or free apps. New Zealand's Rocket Lab has delayed its third Electron rocket flight called It's Business Time until November. The flight was originally supposed to happen in April, and it's carrying commercial payloads. Rocket Lab feels confident enough about this new date, though, to add a fourth flight within weeks of that third in November. That fourth flight will carry NASA's 19th educational launch of nanosatellites. OpenAI 5 took on Dota 2 semi-pros again, and the humans finally won a match. The AI played Dota 2 against players ranked in the 99.95th percentile in the world. Against former Dota 2 professionals and casters Merlini, Fogged, Cap, and Blitz, OpenAI 5 won the first 2 games but lost the last one after the humans let the audience pick the team's 5 heroes. The OpenAI hopes to beat a team of top Dota 2 pros at the International, which starts August 20th. Bloomberg reports sources who say Apple plans to establish Apple stores in India in order to improve sales in the world's second largest smartphone market. Apple also plans to improve relationships with independent shops, along with offering improved apps and services for India. Apple apparently plans to set up stores in New Delhi, Bengaluru, and Mumbai next year. Finally, Xiaomi said Monday its component supplier Holitech Technology will invest about $200 million over the next 3 years in India. Holitech will manufacture components, including camera modules, thin film transistor, and fingerprint sensors at Tirupati in the southern state of Andhra Pradesh, starting in Q1 2019. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.